It's Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. For today's Neighbors in Action segment, we feature Lap Respite Center in East Lansing. We've got a couple of guests from the center here today, but before we talk to them, we're going to give you a brief inside look at their organization. Current State's Kevin Lavery visited the center and has this report.
To find the office of Lap Respite Center in East Lansing, you have to drive a bit off the beaten path. It's tucked away in a low-rise brick building on the north side of Valley Court Park, sheltered from the faster pace of life along nearby Grand River Avenue. Here, peace and quiet is not just a perk, it's the point. Among other things, Lap Respite Center runs an in-house adult day program for the chronically ill and disabled. Executive Director John Stauffer says each person here has a behind-the-scenes caregiver who sometimes needs a little care themselves.
So by us taking that person on and coming and enjoying the services and the activities that we have here at ALFA, which stands for Active Living for Adults, we then give the primary care provider time off, quote, respite.
Some of the ALFA participants come just one day a week, others five. Not everyone here today was able to celebrate Easter at home, so the staff sees to it that their holiday does not go unobserved.
They just got done dyeing eggs. They were in here doing that, and now they're out here playing an egg game. So we're going to go out into the main room and see what activity they're working on right now.
No, it is not.
About 15 people are gathered around a very long rectangular table. Their sport of choice? Guess what's in the Easter egg?
What's in there? What do you think is in there? Shake it and listen to that. What could be in there?
While the game is underway, Stauffer takes me aside to show me a tray of cupcakes. Treats are a mainstay here, but this is a special occasion. Joe, a gentleman sitting at the end of the table, is turning 96 today. He's officially their oldest member.
And he's not really proud to have that title. He personally would rather be a little younger if you ask him. But he's happy to be here and happy to be with us.
Okay. How about we have Joe open it up to see what it is?
30 years ago, Lap Respite Care started off simply as Lap, Lansing Area Parents. Local families looking for resources to support their disabled children couldn't find any, so they started their own. Today, Stauffer is encouraged that government is becoming more sensitive to the emotional well-being of providers. But giving care to caregivers is an idea that comes from the grassroots.
I can only hope that as a society we learn the value of caring for each other, and that by the time I reach Joe's age of 96, that there will be somebody there to be able to give the kind of services that we've given to him.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
And here with us now in the Current State studio to tell us more about Lap Respite Center is Executive Director John Stauffer. Hi, John.
Good morning, Mark.
And he is joined by Nancy Gettler, who's been taking her son to Lap Respite Center for nearly 20 years. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there.
John, tell us a little bit more about Lap Respite Center. I understand you have an interesting beginning.
We certainly do. When people hear the word respite, they aren't always quite sure what that means. And in its simplest term, respite simply means short break. And there were a group of families in the Lansing area that had children with an assorted types of disabilities, and they needed that short break. And they band together trying to find resources for care for their children. They looked at the federal level, they looked at the state level, they looked at the local level. They were simply unable to find a pool of money or help from an organization, state or federally. So what they did was they started helping each other. They simply came together and said, well, if you'll watch my child on Tuesday so I can go to a parent-teacher conference, then I'll watch your child on Saturday so you can go to the soccer game with your other children. And they literally did that for 4 or 5 years. At that point, they were able to land a fairly substantial federal grant, and that allowed them to bring on an executive director, Judy Wagner, and she was their executive director for 22 and a half years. She helped grow this organization. and they were able to become a 501c3 nonprofit. And at that time, they changed their name from Lansing Area Parents Respite Center simply to LAP Respite Center.
There has been growing awareness, it seems to me, of this notion of giving caregivers a break. But it sounds like, do you feel like you were at the cutting edge of this idea?
Absolutely, Mark. I think that back in the 70s and 80s, this was just starting to come about. And it truly is a grassroots effort. The government's just starting to understand the implications of families and the dynamics of what happens when you're having to care for someone who needs 24/7 care, mm-hmm. and the impact that that makes on the community, the impact that makes on that family when a mom has to stay home from work because she's got to care for somebody 24/7.
Nancy Gettler, you've been taking your son to LAP for nearly 20 years. Tell us about him. Tell us about your experience at LAP.
Well, we're transplanted here from the Chicago area. Well, actually from Minneapolis by way of Chicago area. But when we came here, we had an 8-year-old son with cerebral palsy, severely brain damaged, two required lots of physical care and a wheelchair and feeding and those kind of needs. And I was looking for somebody that could just help me out for those very reasons that John said, school conferences, maybe taking a bike ride with my other children, maybe a short overnight trip somewhere. And I was given the name of LAP, and it was just a godsend, and I've been with them ever since. And that has progressed to weekends. We have a respite house where we can take our son for a weekend. So that recently I had to go see my aging mother, and I used to take him along with me but can't anymore. So that provided me an opportunity to leave town for the weekend. And my son enjoys those weekends. He's with kids his own age or other. There's lots of activities going on that are fun, and it allows me great peace of mind because I could not have a neighbor or a relative come in and take care of him for
You're a member of that generation that worries about their parents and their kids.
Yes, I am.
Right, there's a lot of us out there
yes.
right now. Tell us a little bit more here about your experience raising your son, though. How many kids do you have?
I have three.
Three.
And he's the oldest.
Okay.
So, and, you know, you get so used to it that you don't even realize that it's different, but for years, my husband and I, and still really only go out one at a time, one person at a time, to different events because our son is difficult to take along. Now, when he was little, it wasn't so difficult, but now it requires a van and a lift, and the wheelchair is big and doesn't go places easily, and special feedings. And although we love him and he's delightful and it's wonderful taking care of him, just having those little brief respites makes it so much easier.
I am sure. John, how do people find you? How do they get connected to LAP?
Well, I'm working hard on that right now, Mark, but one of the best ways to find us is through our website, which is simply laprespitecenter.org. We're in the Senior Preferences Guide that is posted in a lot of community buildings across a Tri-County area. You can also contact us directly. We're in the phone book, so 372-6671. You can call. Most of the people who use our services sometimes come to us indirectly through either Tri-County Office on Aging when we're working with our senior population, or through community mental health most of the times when we're working with our children. But we're happy to have them contact us directly. They can call us. But the best thing, I love the internet, that Googling is easy. If you Google LAP Respite Center, you'll find us.
What is one of the more, from your perspective with the organization, is there a memorable encounter that comes to mind?
There, we get touched daily. I have the most wonderful job in the world in that I get to oversee a bunch of professional, trained individuals who are passionate and compassionate and tender and understanding, that go into these families and allow them to operate as well as they can as a family unit. And it's just a wonderful experience to be able to hear those care providers come and share with me stories and events that have happened. I think probably the best story that I can think of right now is a story of a young man whose mom thought that he would never be able to feed himself. And our care providers, because we're there a lot with them and have the time to do that, we're able to work with him over a course of several months and get him to first hang on to something, because first, whenever anything went to his hand, he would just throw it. And he learned to hang on to something. Well, what do you normally feed somebody? A Cheerio or a Fruit Loop, something like that? Once he gets that, like a baby, where does that go once it gets into the hand and it stays there? First place it goes is right into the mouth. So once we got him to hang on to his hand, we were able to get him to take that from his hand to his mouth. And then we were able to get him to hang on to like a spoon. So we've actually, over the last 6 months, the first 6 months that I was actually here at Lap Respite Center, was one of the most touching stories to me, because we were able to do something for that family and for that mom that she thought was never going to happen. Mm.
And she saw it happen. Yes. It unfolded. You rely heavily on volunteers?
Not so much, because our training is so specific that we have to do, because of the disabilities that we're dealing with, because of the illnesses that we're dealing with. We can use volunteers at the adult daycare program, because that's a group setting. But a lot of our work is done one-on-one with these families and these individuals, and without some specific training, volunteers are not probably the best use for the causes of what we do.
Nancy Gettler, is there a bond among parents of special needs children? I imagine there is.
Oh, yes. We all, you know, feel each other's pain, sort of, and share the information we have about LAP and share the information that we have about whatever services are available. But there really is a bond, and there's a bond with the workers too, the care providers that come into our house that really truly know how to take care of our children, put a whole new spin on care, because you get sort of used to your mundane everyday tasks, and when you have somebody new and enthusiastic come in the house, it gives you a bright, fresh look at your child. It makes you refreshed, and you know, oh, gee, he really is kind of a fun guy to hang out with, you know.
John, how do people get involved with the organization, and what kinds of folks are you looking for?
That's great. And just a quick follow-up, Mark, on what you said, where it came to me as I was talking. One of the ways where we could use a volunteer is if you have somebody that we're touching their heart with the story that we're telling here, if they have a skill set, if they were an artist, if they're a musician, we could have them come to our respite house and entertain the children that are staying there for the weekend. They couldn't provide the care, but they could certainly enhance their life in that weekend. So if there was somebody who wanted to contact us that had a skill set that they would like to share with the folks we work with, that would be awesome.
Right.
As far as reaching us and those folks who tend to work with us, about 70% of our care providers are Michigan State students. They have to go through a 3-day full 8-hour day course, some on-the-job training at our respite house and our after-school program, and they also have to do on-the-job training in the home usually. Nancy's son, for instance, needs some specific kind of care. We would not have somebody work with that child until she's had the chance to work with them to make sure they understand what they're supposed to be doing.
We're just about out of time, but tell us about your event quickly, please.
Thank you very much, Mark. On the 19th of April, we have one fundraiser a year, and it's called Like a Fine Wine, LAP Only Gets Better with Time. It's going to be held at Lou and Harry's on Chandler Road. Tickets are $120 for two or one for $75. It is a strolling food and wine pairing. We have a dozen wines. We have food that's to knock your socks off. The Peter Nelson Quartet will be there. It's a jazz group that's local. You can Google Peter Nelson, and you'll find some great information on the music that he plays. The food is off the charts. We'll have a live and silent auction. It all goes to support the causes that we've talked about today, and I really hope that you take the time to look at us at www.laprespitecenter.org, and you can find out more about the event.
John Stauffer is the executive director of LAP Respite Center. Nancy Gettler's been using LAP to care for her son for nearly 20 years. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.